Back up.
What time is it?
Put your hand together on your feet.
It does not make sense.
And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we got a lot to take care of today. First of all, it is Thursday. And it is, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? So we're going to play that tonight. And if you'd like to participate, we play a clip of Jesse Jackson. And if you correctly identify what he's saying, well, then you, my friend, win a prize. And to participate, you can call us here at the radio station, 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating her 30th year on this planet, the very lovely Gina Grad, everybody. How are
Hi.
You? Look at you, baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right.
To celebrate Gina's birthday, Randy Wang picked her up today. He picked you up, right?
No, I was dropped off, but he'll be taking me home.
Oh, he dropped you off. Okay, yeah. You were dropped off. Okay. All right, he's going to take you home so
yes.
You can drink tonight.
Oh, yes.
And it's fun to listen to Gina Grad get completely bombed on the air. It is sensational. It is the best nights we've had on the show is when Gina Grad gets completely wasted.
And we're going for round three.
Yeah, we're going to go for that tonight. And essentially what we're going to do is we're going to play a drinking game where every time during the Jesse Jackson here, we have a couple of rules. We won't tell you what they are because then people just pile on. But we're going to play a drinking game with Jesse Jackson, and Gina Grad is going to get completely bombed. On, what do you got, vodka there?
I have vodka, yeah. I think,
right.
What is it, Stoli?
Vodka and ocean spray.
Yeah, a little Cape Cod.
A little cranberry juice, and
yeah.
You're off to the races. All right, you want to take one for the team
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, this will be the first one, the
All right.
seal breaker.
Raise a glass to Gina Grad, everybody.
Thank you
Happy
very
birthday. How was that?
Ooh! Bartender Randy's not playing tonight. Oh, put a little chest hair on me.
You mean some more chest hair on you?
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
All right, folks. It is What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And let's go ahead and play you the clips that you will be listening to tonight. Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
Pick ministers in your pulpit tomorrow. I'm in a mess, but God, I'm your guy and you my guy. Ghetto issue. They cannot exist. Most of the mothers said, Lord, I'm either going to kill my baby. I'm in a mess, but God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think. The many of them who die, register and vote. Even broke, you can have them. That's why the 3-1 said, now swim. Say, go for it. To the house, trembling, because I'm in a mess, but I have been anointed to preach the gospel. Without radio, without TV, without telephone, I've been this called farsighted. I'm going to put her in company because I'm in a mess, but don't let an organ. I mean, Moses Mamba out for Pharaoh.
All right.
Give it up, West Side.
I'm going down tonight.
All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And you can, Gina will be here so she can help you out if you can't get what Jesse Jackson's saying. And by about 8:30, she's going to be completely incoherent. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your first clip. Good luck, everybody.
Pick ministers in your pulpit tomorrow.
Ooh.
Pick ministers in your pulpit tomorrow.
It's F.
Pick
oh, here
ministers in your pulpit tomorrow. Pick ministers in your pulpit tomorrow.
All right, let's talk to Aaron in Upland. Aaron, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Pick ministers in your pulpit tomorrow.
Is it put ministers in your pulpits tomorrow?
You know what? You got it all but one word, so
no!
We'll play it for you again. Here you go. You ready?
Pick ministers in your pulpits tomorrow.
Is it pick ministers in your pulpits tomorrow?
There you go. Congratulations, dude.
Put your hands together.
All right. Hold on, dude. You're going to get a four-pack of tickets to see the Los Angeles Avengers take on the New York Dragons May 10th at the Staples Center. It's nonstop fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football information. And sit close if you dare. Look at you. All right, Gina Grad, not having a sip after that one, right?
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, the rule was...
Everywhere smooth sailing so far.
Nah, you don't have to take a sip yet.
Good, good, good.
All right, here we go. Here was the second clip.
I'm in a mess, but...
All right, Gary in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1.
I'm in a mess, but...
That's it. Congratulations,
woo!
Man.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm in a mess, but...
That's fantastic. Look at that. 2 for 2 already. All right, let's go to the third clip.
God, I'm your guy and you my guy. God, I'm your guy and you my guy. God, I'm your guy and you my guy. God, I'm your guy and you my guy.
Eric and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
God, I'm your guy and you my guy.
Because I'm your guy and you're my guy.
No, not it, dude, but sensational foam. Let's talk to a Chad in Paris. You're on 97.1.
God, I'm your guy and you my guy.
It's got to be God. You're my guy. I'm your guy.
That's exactly right,
dude.
West
Side.
Blazing through
this. All right. Fantastic.
God, I'm your guy, and you my guy.
And you my guy.
God, I'm your guy, and you my guy.
All right. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Ghetto issue.
Okay. This should be fairly easy.
Ghetto issue.
Javier in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Ghetto issue.
Javier?
Oh.
Bye, Via. Richard in Gardena, you're on 97.1.
Ghetto issue.
Hey, Richard.
Yes. Can you play it again, please?
Oh.
Okay.
Ghetto-ition.
Devolution?
No. We won't tell you what you did wrong there, but Gina Grad has to take a sip.
Okay, here we go.
Part of the drinking game here.
Yeah.
Boom. Is that the second
one?
Second
one, yep.
All right, good for you. I don't know why I'm sober through this.
Oh.
I shouldn't be able to have a shot through that.
Would you like me to get you a refreshing beverage?
I'll take one during the break.
Okay.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Ghetto issue.
Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
Ghetto issue.
He's saying ghetto listen.
No, it's not demolition, like the other guy. Said it was demolition, we said no. All right, Ben and Downey, you're on 97.1.
Ghetto issue.
Pure adoration?
Oh, no.
It's amazing that they always, and since the last 10 years we've been doing this, always the small, easy clips are the toughest for the audience.
They overthink it.
Oh, come on with yous.
Ghetto-ition. Ghetto-ition.
BW, in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
Ghetto-ition.
If you had a wish?
No, that's not it either.
Oh, my God. I might need to just start drinking.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Moreno Valley.
Ghetto-ition.
Is it Ghetto Nation?
No,
it's not Ghetto
You're
Nation.
Stupid.
All right, let's talk to Jess. Jess, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Ghetto Nation.
Nothing?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, again, we're not going to tell you what you did wrong, but Gina Grad has to take another sip. Congratulations. Number 3?
Yeah.
And that's a stiff drink.
It's, yeah.
Are you buzzed yet?
Not yet. I feel good.
Right.
I feel real good. My sinuses are clearing right up.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should start drinking more.
I think so.
All right, let's talk to Dave on the 405. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Ghetto issue.
Dave, you got it?
Devolution?
Oh, God.
No, that's not it either. John in Malibu. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Ghetto issue.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I think it's Ghetto issue.
Ghetto issue?
Right.
That's a no-no.
That is not what he said.
Ghetto issue.
All right. Raymond in Oxnard, you're on 97.1.
Ghetto issue.
Ghetto-licious?
No, it's not ghetto-licious.
Doesn't that come on after the Pussycat Dolls?
That's a great name for a band. Ghetto-licious.
Ghetto-licious.
All right. One more call, and then we'll have to tell you what it is. Ethan in Culver City, you're the last guy up here, and then we're going to press on. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Ghetto issue.
Dude, you had to pick me for this one, didn't you?
Yes.
No idea. But Gina, take a shot for me, please.
Okay, baby, right. You got it. This is for Ethan.
All right. And we won't... There she goes. And again, we're not going to tell you what you did wrong, but that is grounds for a shot.
What he
just did.
Can I guess it?
Yes.
Is it Ghetto Vision?
It's not Ghetto Vision.
Oh, I'm such an a-hole.
And you've heard it through your headphones, not on a car speaker.
I thought it was get like 15 television.
Times.
We gotta watch this on Ghetto Vision.
Ghetto Vision.
No. Ghetto Vision.
No, it's ghetto. It's a ghetto issue.
That makes so much more sense.
There's Republican issues. There's Democratic issues. There's white issues, black issues, ghetto issues. This is a ghetto
issue.
We're
not going to watch it in ghetto vision?
No.
Okay.
Ghetto vision.
See, does it make sense now?
Kind of.
Ghetto vision.
Issue?
Ghetto vision.
All right, we press on with Ellis. Jesse Jackson saying, here we go.
They cannot exist. They cannot exist.
Oh, okay, wait.
They cannot exist. They cannot exist. They cannot exist.
Jesus.
They cannot exist.
All right, Brian in Orange on 97.1 Free FM.
They cannot exist.
Can I have that one more time, Tim?
We can't. We don't do that for people because then people will be asking for it all night. And while we're not going to tell you what you did wrong, you probably figure it out. That is grounds for Gina Grad to take yet another shot of luck. You're going to be passed out by the time this game's over.
Okay.
Are you buzzed now?
I just feel really good.
Okay.
Healthy.
Wow. I don't know where all that liquor's going, man. High tolerance for this stuff. That's like your fourth shot.
I all feel right. Okay.
Here we go.
They cannot exist. They cannot exist.
Jason in Mission Viejo, you're on the air. Ah, this computer, god damn it.
They cannot exist.
All right. Jason, you're on the air.
Yeah, they cannot do.
No, that is not it, sir. Sorry. John
no!
in John in Buena Park, you're on the air.
They cannot exist.
Is it they can argue?
Nope.
No.
Not it. Chris in Calabasas, you're on the air.
They cannot exist.
Hey, can you play for me again twice?
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. I think you guys are on to this. You know, we got to scratch that rule now because guys are on to it.
I don't know.
So if a caller,
give the people what they want.
If a caller asked to play the clip again, Gina had to drink. And since guys are on to that, you don't have to do that one anymore.
I'll do it just for that guy.
Okay. Take a shot for that dude. All right. There goes Gina Grad. Turning 30 and may have 30 shots tonight.
Randy's making me double fist it now.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go.
They cannot exist. They cannot exist.
Sarah in Redondo Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
They cannot exist.
Yeah, I have no idea. Steak and lozenges.
Steak and lozenges. No.
Son, shut up.
And again, while we're not going to tell you what you did wrong, ma'am, time for Gina to drink. And we should erase that one because now I think people are onto it. If a caller taps out.
Oh, can I tell you?
If a caller doesn't take a guess that you had to take a
I had
drink.
No idea what it was.
Oh, you didn't?
I had no idea why.
Yeah, if
I was
a caller
drinking.
Taps out or didn't take a guess, then you had to drink.
Are there any rules left?
There's six more rules left.
Sweet. Tim?
Okay, there's six more rules left. And man, you were going to drink a lot.
Just FYI, Tim?
Yeah.
I feel really good.
You really do?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, we're not even 12 minutes into the show and you're all hopped up. All right, Gina Grad celebrating her 30th birthday, and we're playing What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Here we go.
They cannot exist. They cannot exist.
Chris in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They cannot exist.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you so much, Chris.
They cannot exit.
You know what? That's as good as we're going to get here. So congratulations, dude.
Woo!
Thank you. My second guess would have been they cannot exist.
Yeah, I
think that's what it is, but it could be either one of them.
They cannot exist.
So congratulations, dude. You get
Chris.
Avengers tickets, man. Look at that. And here's Gina Grad to tell you what you just won.
Oh, you have no idea, Chris. A 4-pack of tickets to see the Los Angeles Avengers take on the New York Dragons May 10th at the Staples Center. It's nonstop fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football info. Sit close if you dare.
All right, Gina Grad, everybody. All right. All right, here we go. We continue on with the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Most of the mothers in law have me, they're going to kill my baby.
Oh, God.
Most of the mothers in law have me, they're going to kill my baby.
Jesus.
Most of the mothers in law have me, they're going to kill my baby.
Oh, boy. How about John and PCH? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Most of the mothers in law have me, they're going to kill my baby.
Most of the mothers in law admit they're going to kill my baby.
Yes! Congratulations,
yeah,
dude!
John.
Yeah!
Yeah, all right. You're going to the Avengers, and here's the clip.
Most of the mothers-in-law admit they're going to kill my baby.
Most of the mothers-in-law admit they're going to kill my baby. And he sniffs at the end.
Yeah,
most of the mothers in law have they're going to kill my baby.
Okay. All right. Look at Gina drinking now without even having to. Look at her.
No, the screen says drink.
No, no, you don't have to listen to Randy Wang. He's not controlling the show. He's not producing the show. He is not in control of this program.
He's a segment
he
producer.
He is screening tonight. And I will tell you when you have to drink. It's not up to Randy Wang tonight. So Randy,
I wrote the rules.
I know, but you know what? But there are too many goddamn rules here. She's going to be in an alcoholic coma by 9 o'clock.
If you get two in a row, that's two drinks.
No, you don't understand. She's already
sweating.
She's taken seven shots already, and it's quarter after eight.
She's 30. She can handle it.
Get out of here, dude.
Oh, God.
All right, please. Let's not put Gina in the hospital tonight.
Alcohol poisoning.
The guy has like 20 different rules. If a caller calls up. And it's from Redondo Beach, you got to drink. You know, if he's from the 818 area code, you got to drink.
The greater LA area.
Jesus Christ, give her a break. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Whoa.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Is he saying a bad word?
I don't think so.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
You think he's saying goddamn at the
beginning? No, I think he's saying something that rhymes
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Like a rooster at the beginning?
Oh.
God didn't bless
no.
Jim Crow, I don't think.
No, that's not it.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
A rooster at the beginning.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Okay. Eddie in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Damn. All right. Drop them things and go out and think.
No, dude. That is completely wrong. All right. What the hell is Jesse saying? Here we go.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Pedro on the 91, you're on the air.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Three out there.
What do you got?
Can you play it again?
Sorry, dude. Here we go. Next person, Jason in Lake Forest.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
God didn't invent gin, so I don't drink?
No.
No, that's not it, dude.
That's a no-no.
Yeah.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
All right, Tommy in Mission Viejo, you're on the air.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Hey, there I am. Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you, Tommy.
Oh, I got a terrible connection there, dude.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right, Patrick in Oxnard, you're on the air.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
God didn't create Mexicans, I think.
Okay. All
Sean,
right.
And, shut up.
Well, we're not going to tell you what you did wrong. You got to take another drink here.
I think I have to after that.
God didn't invent Mexicans, I don't think. I think he did. Didn't he? Didn't God create all people? I believe he did.
No. Not while I'm drinking.
Okay. All right, here we go.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think. God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
All right, Isaac in Compton, you're on the air.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
That's exactly right, dude.
Yes!
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think. Congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right, hold on. We'll send you some tickets to the Avengers. Look at that, dude.
Oh, I think yeah. Moving on.
No more Avengers tickets? That's the last pair? All right.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
Yeah, God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think. All right, the next winners are going to get a pair of tickets to Lux 5 events, the luxury event of the season. It's all going down to the Santa Monica Air Center's Barker Hangar, Saturday, May 10th. Go to lux5events.com.
Woo!
What is the Lux 5 event? Anybody?
Is the Barker Hangar named after Bob Barker?
That's where they do the Barney sale.
All right, we got to find out what the Lux 5 event is, Jerry. Look it up on the computer.
How do you spell that, though?
Y-O-U. God almighty. I swear to God. Jesus Christ. This guy is a college graduate.
Oh, my God.
Dude, are you kidding?
Where are you college graduate from?
That's hardly a stupid question, sir.
Oh, Babu.
From CSULB.
CSULB. CFULB. Dude, you should go back there. Lux 5 events. How do you spell that? L-U-X is Lux. 5 is the number 5 in events. You're going to try to figure that out yourself.
L-U-X was all I was asking for.
Okay. All right, please. All right, I don't know how else you would spell Lux.
Maybe with an E on the end, right, Jerry?
L-U-C-K-S?
You can spell it could be L-U-X-E,
oh,
L-U-C-K-S.
Get
I don't know how it's
here.
Spelled.
Please. The all right, look it up.
Computer froze. I have to.
All right, Jerry Gomez, everybody. He's so pissed.
God didn't bless Jim Crow, I don't think.
All right, let's go on to the next clip. We'll play this for you a couple times, come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. And Gina Grad is turning 30. You turn 30 today, is that right?
I'm 30.
30 years old and bombed. Getting bombed.
I'm so happy.
And we got to thank my my wife, Jennifer, for making that cake. And we're all going to have a little piece of cake at around 9 o'clock, so we'll enjoy that.
Seriously, Jen Conway, thank you so much. You're an amazing baker and person, and I love you so much.
You're an amazing baker and person.
And that comes straight from my
heart. You should get drunk every night.
I'm serious.
You're an amazing baker.
You're like
and person.
A ridiculously amazing mom, a crazy person to go out with, and just an all-around good person.
And a good baker.
And a great baker.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying here? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget, go to the website and go to 971freefm.com. And if you're a cougar, which means you're age 40 to 60, and you want to date young, hot dudes who are in their 20s, go to our website, 971freefm.com. And every Friday we have a chick on from 40 to 60. And she goes out with guys who are in their 20s. And it's a great segment. But if you want to be one of the chicks that we pick, go to our webpage, 971freefm.com. And click on Cougar Dating about halfway down the page and fill out the little form there. And maybe we'll have you in on a Friday. It'll be a decent time. All right, folks. Gina Grad's getting drunk. We're in the middle of Jesse Jackson, and it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. That's all I can tell you. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
The men of them who are who die, the men of them who are who die, give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
That would go over the air?
Every time you do that, I can never hear what... I don't know what you're dumb at. I can't never hear
it. I used a swear word. All I do is swear during the commercial break.
It made me feel really good.
It's not at anybody. It's just in the air, you know. Just F. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad is with us. She's celebrating her 30th birthday. Happy birthday,
little
buddy.
Thank you so much.
And she's dressed up for the occasion. Where'd you get that dress?
I got this at a vintage place.
Wow, it's
beautiful. It was really expensive, but yeah, I thought you guys were worth it.
Looks like, you look like Dorothy on The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's so sweet.
With those red shoes on?
Yeah,
Jesus
the gingham
Christ.
Dress. Yeah.
Look at you.
Thank you.
What is it, a gingham dress?
Gingham.
Gingham.
Yeah, it's gingham.
All right, and you had your hair all done up?
I did.
You got a hat on? It looks like you're going to the Kentucky Derby.
I know. Do you like it? Is it too much?
No,
it's
fine.
Tim, is it too
it's
much
fine.
Hat?
It's fine. It really is not. It's not too much hat.
Okay.
Your nails are all done.
Yeah.
Wow, you look like a real feminine today.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
The men of them who are who die. The men of them who are who die.
Jesus Christ. Can't understand this guy.
The men of them who are who die.
Katie in Austin, Texas, you're on 97.1.
The men of them who are who die.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you so much, Katie. And she's in Austin.
Yes.
Do you love Austin?
I love Austin.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
It's heaven here.
Congratulations for living there. Seriously.
Have you ever lived in L.A.?
I talked to you last week. I used to actually live in Riverside.
Oh, yeah. I remember you, dude.
Yeah.
Katie, if you ever put your, like, apartment or whatever on Craigslist for, like, a swap, I have a studio in, like, Echo Park that we could switch for, like, a week.
Actually, I have a 2,900 square foot house.
So nice talking to you. You don't want to go to my house.
No, you don't want to live in her 300 square feet of cat crap.
Just depression.
I had one of those in Burbank. I know.
Yeah. How old are you, Katie? 28.
Oh, we should be friends. Do you ever go to South by?
Clothes.
Do you go to South by Southwest?
Actually, my husband used to play South by Southwest for years.
Wow, what is that? With South by Southwest?
It's a huge music and film festival. It's like the most amazing, like, you have no idea.
All right,
it's
Katie. Ready to go here, baby?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, darling.
The minute them who are, who die.
Okay, it's the minute them who of them die.
The minute them who are, who die.
Well, it's not quite it. You missed one word.
Oh.
Hate to be a stickler. Listen to it again. Come on, little buddy.
The minute them who are, who die.
The minute them who of us, then who died?
No.
No.
Well, you know what? You're not going to go to the event anyway. You live in Texas.
I know, but my sister's dying to go, actually.
What, to the Lux 5 event?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll give you tickets. Hold on.
I want to go to Katie's house.
And by the way, that Lux 5 event, I just looked it up on the computer. It looks like the hottest chicks on the planet go to this thing and the wealthiest dudes on the planet. And they have, like, high-powered boats and cars and, I don't know, luxury vacations and homes. All the wealthy people and all the hot chicks are going to this thing. So Lux 5, and it's going on in Santa Monica at the Air Center's Baker Hangar, Saturday, May 10th. Go to Lux5Events.com. Lux5, the number 5, events.com.
Barker Hangar. You said Baker Hangar.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Barker Hangar, yeah. All right. Thanks, Jerry Gomez. All right, what the hell is Jesse saying? Here we go.
The minute them who die, the minute them who die.
Ben and Downey are on 97.1.
The minute them who die.
The minute them of us who died.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, dude?
The minute them of us who died. That's all I can
okay.
make of it.
No! You missed a word in there. You got to get it right here, folks. All right, I don't want to be a stickler here, but these are great tickets, the Lux 5 event.
The minute them who die.
Alfred, or Alfredo in Pasadena, you're on the air.
The minute them who die.
The minute them who died.
There you go. Congratulations,
Woo!
Dude.
Give it up, Westside.
Yeah!
All
Alfredo.
Right. And I don't want to tell you what you did, but you have to drink.
This is to Alfredo.
This is Gina Grad drinking, man. Wow, that's a big hit.
I took a double for Alfredo because it's
Holy
a hot name.
Holy Christ. All right, we continue here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
The works! The works! The works!
Matt in Buena Park, you're on the air.
The works!
Okay.
You there? So long. Larry in Moore Park, you're on 97.1.
The works!
Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you, Larry.
Is it who works?
No.
No.
Circuit is
Suck
what he's
it.
Saying. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Circuit.
All right, Steve in Temple City, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Who works?
Happy birthday, Gina. Can I do a shot with you?
Yes, Steve. I don't even know where Temple City is.
Steve Army.
I'm doing Jack Daniels over here, me and my friend.
Ready?
So for you, one,
two, three.
Hell yeah. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Thanks, okay. Steve.
You're welcome. All right, I guess I'm ready to guess this.
All right, what do you got?
Crap, I don't even remember what it was.
Who works?
Oh.
Who works?
Who looks?
No. Kyle in Pasadena, you're on the air.
Who works?
Kyle. Bad vibes?
You're stupid.
How about Tony in Culver City? You're on 97.1.
Who works?
Okay, happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, sir.
Love you, Tammy.
Thank you, my friend.
Let's go with Jesse saying, who's worse?
No, sorry, dude. That's not it.
It is absolutely retarded.
Nico in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Who works?
Hey, how's it going, everyone? Gina Grad, happy birthday.
Thank you, Nico.
Thank you, man.
You're so welcome, Tim Conway Jr. I hope you have a fantastic life.
Thank you. Wow, look at you.
I was going to say who works, but now I'm just going to say I don't know. I hope you guys have a fantastic night.
Where are you from, dude?
Beloskovich.
Oh.
Where?
Beloskovich.
Beloskovich?
It's outside of Turkey, right next to Cyprus, Syria, Lebanon.
Oh, that's so hot.
Ah, well, welcome to the United States, dude.
Oh, man, I've been here for... 7 months now, listening to, you know who changed my life? Tom Likas changed my life, man.
Okay.
That guy has the balls of an ox. I love that man. If I were gay, I would punch him, but I'm straight, so I like him.
Oh, I see, okay. All right.
I like his laugh.
Are you using his Likas 101 to get chicks?
You know what? I do not have to. I just show my hairy chest. They jump on me.
Fantastic. All right. Well, welcome, buddy. I hope you enjoy your stay here.
I want to say happy birthday again. Gina, can you take a shot for the Bulovich?
Why not,
All
Nico?
Right. Here
we go.
Shot for the Bulovich. Bulovich.
Took a double for Nico.
Where is he from?
Bulovich.
Bulovich. Bulovich.
Bulovich.
That's they need a name change there. Like Palms. That's easy. Or Denver.
Are you Persian?
Badavolovich. Yeah. Cleveland. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
The works! The works!
David in Anaheim, you're on the air.
The works!
Hi, Gina. Happy birthday.
Thank you, David.
I'm just calling. Hey, Tim, we talked a while back about one of those guys who sits in front of their apartment drinking before they go inside.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I'm sitting here drinking in my car before I go inside.
David, I'm going to drink for you right now.
Thank you very much.
Hey, dude, how many?
I don't feel alone.
You got a wife and kids?
Actually, it's her and her kids.
Oh, Bubba. How many kids?
She's got two.
Oh, yeah. You were about to break up with her, right?
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
and she was
going like 6 months later, and I'm still here.
And she was going to kick your ass out or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's now I'm
But you didn't want to leave because you love the kids so much.
Yeah, I actually coach their T-ball, so.
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, so let's play this for you again. You ready here, dude?
Okay.
Here we go.
Who works?
I'm thinking who works.
No. Very close, though, man.
All right, thanks,
all right,
Tim.
Say hey to those kids. Enough.
Thank you, David.
All right, there he goes, everybody. That's a cool dude sitting down there in, where was he, in Norwalk or Anaheim? I thought he was Newport Beach when he called us. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Who works?
Brian in Norwalk. You're on 97.1.
Who works?
But who's worse?
Nah, not it.
That's a no-no.
Tracy in Fullerton. You're on 97.1.
Who works?
I would say he works.
Nah, sorry, darling. Sasha in Los Angeles. You're on the air.
Who works?
Four works.
What is it?
Four works.
How do you spell that?
F-O-R.
No. Did you say... How old are you?
15.
Did you say through works? T-H-R-O-U-G-H?
Yes.
Ah, congratulations, baby.
Give it up, West Side.
You're a winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can give those tickets to your dad. You hanging out with your dad right now or your mom?
Dad.
Yeah, always dad, huh? It's always more fun to hang out with dad, huh?
I only live with my dad.
Yeah, dads are the best. All right, we're going to send you a pair of tickets to Lux 5 events. Actually, you know what? Yeah, we're going to send you a pair of tickets to Lux 5 events. And maybe your dad can go. I don't know if it's for 15-year-olds. Maybe Gina will babysit you that night.
Yeah, I'll totally hang out with you, Sasha.
Yeah, can I guess Gina will babysit. That's cool. All right, a pair of tickets to the Lux 5 events. It's at lux5events.com. Get out there, all you wealthy people. All right, Gina Grad is getting bombed, and she's on her about 7th or 8th shot.
Yeah, what is that, Tim? You want me to take another shooter?
Shot? Yeah, here we go. Gina Grad.
Let's just kill this cop, huh?
She's so bummed.
Refreshing.
Your eyes are crossed.
Are my teeth red?
No.
That's good.
Your eyes are.
It means I should keep going.
Okay. All right, Gina Grad, it's her birthday today. She's turning 30 and she's getting bombed. Jesse Jackson, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Here's the clip we're going to ask you when we come back. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying live on the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 Free FM?
I've been this call far excited. I think it's called far-sighted.
When the sun goes down, Tim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Hey. Back up.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And that that promo is right, man. When the sun goes down, I know what's up. I don't know what the F that means. All right, but who cares? All right, here we go. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Gina Grad, it's her birthday today. She's celebrating her 30th year on the planet.
I am.
And she's bomb, dude.
Feel good. It feels so good.
On a chatterbox during those commercial breaks, man. Just won't stop talking. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse saying?
I've been this called far excited.
Hey, Kyle, you're on 97.1.
I think it's called Four Friday.
No, dude. Peach in Hawthorne, you're on the air.
I've been this called far excited.
I think it's called Farsighted.
Nah, is that your real name, dude?
Yeah. Hey, can I give Gina a ride home?
Yes, Peach.
Yeah, probably, dude.
Where's Hawthorne? I want to go to that exotic land. Peach, because you're named after produce, I'm taking a shot for you right now.
Okay.
All right. Take
All
care.
Right. Take care, dude. Look at that. How many shots is that? 9? 10?
Double dig.
Hey, are you, you're buzzed or you're just feeling good?
Well, here's the thing. I feel...
Are you a heavyweight?
What does that mean? Like, are you making a fat joke?
No.
Shape Fitness is going really well. Thank you very much.
No, but, I mean, I'm saying, does it take a lot for you to get drunk?
Not at all. Okay. Here's the thing, though. I might not be totally is it cognizant or cognitive?
I don't know.
Of how drunk I am.
Cognizant.
I just feel... Thank you, participle.
Look at that.
I just feel really good.
You do. All right, now you're going to pass out at some point?
Hell no. I'm staying at this party
night. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
I've been this called Farsighted.
Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I've been this called Farsighted.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, dude.
Man, Tim, I listened to you for so long. I love you, man. So cool.
Oh, man, you're the best, dude. Great listener.
Happy birthday, Gina. I don't understand how you're 30. You sound 23 to me.
Oh, God bless you, Robert.
She looks
That's
like
so
she's
hot.
13.
I think he's saying, I bet it's called far fighting.
No, very close, though, dude.
Son, shut up.
But, thanks for the compliment, my brother. Andrew in South Central, you're on 97.1.
I bet it's called far fighting.
First of all, I'd like to say I've seen you online. I think you're very attractive.
Thank
Just
you.
Just talking to Tim, yeah.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. I get a lot
and
of...
Gina, happy birthday.
Thank you, Andrew.
I get a lot of fans in South Central.
Yeah, I'm the biggest one, though. So.
All right, dude. All right, let's go. Come on, let's try to win this prize, Andrew.
No. Well, I have no idea, dude, and it sucks because
listen to it
win,
again.
Man.
Listen to it again. Here we go.
All right, cool.
I've been this called Farsighted.
Oh, man, I've been this called farting something.
Get out of here. No, that's not it.
It is absolutely retarded.
Thanks for calling. Ed Fawn in West Covina. You're on 97.1. Here we go.
I've been this called Farsighted.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Thank you, Ed Fawn.
Okay, it says, I bet it's called Farsighting.
That is exact. Oh. I think that's right. No, wait a minute. Hold on one second. What did you think it was?
I bet it's called Farsighting.
You know, we're going to give that to you. It's actually, then it's called Farsighting.
Give it up, West Side.
Hey, how do you spell your name?
E-D-F-O-N.
God, that's so weird. If my wife and I were going to have a boy, that's what we're going to go with, Ed Fawn.
All right, that'll work.
Isn't that weird? We're going to spell it with E-D-P-H-O-N.
A-W, I thought.
Yeah, okay. All right, hold on, Ed Fawn. And we'll send you tickets to something here. What do we got left here? Let me look in the prize booth.
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson's War on DVD. Here's Gina Grad to tell you what you just won.
Oh, Charlie Wilson's War on DVD. Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Philip Seymour Hoffman in the true story of Charlie Wilson's part in arming Afghanistan in their war against the Soviet Union. Out now! On DVD.
There you go. Have you seen that movie?
No. Can you believe it?
You got to pick one up in the prize booth.
Freaking believable.
All right, here we go. Next clip.
Without radio, without TV, without telephone.
Rick and San Pedro, you're on the air.
Without radio, without TV, without telephone.
No, that's not it, dude. James in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Without radio, without TV, without telephone.
Oh. I couldn't hear the last one.
All right. Rob in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Without radio, without TV, without telephone.
Wow. Without radio, without TV, without telephone.
That's exactly right, dude. Congratulations.
But I think
Put
it was,
your hand together. On
yes.
Your
feet.
I think it was telephone.
Telephone. Wait, let's
without
see.
Radio, without TV, without telephone.
Telephone?
Telephone.
That's all right. My bad. Telephone.
All right. You got it, buddy. Charlie Wilson's War on DVD coming out to you.
Right on.
All right. Thanks for the enthusiasm. You hear me?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have news with Gina Grad. What's happening in the news, baby?
Well, John McCain likes to lie, and I'm drunk. This and more after the break.
Okay. All right, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for the David Letterman Top 10 list, the top 10 signs Paula Abdul needs a vacation. This should be pretty funny. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Talk to me, somebody. Yeah. Because you might sound crazy saying, that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?
Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no.
110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-9721. Whoa.
Prison 80% black. You be trying to get turned out of jail.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on? What?